This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. Writing ad copy to fit in a 30-second slot is hard, but if anyone can do it, the folks at Qualy can. Just like their Torque infrastructure automation platform can deliver complex application environments anytime, anywhere, in just seconds instead of hours, days, or weeks. Visit qtorque.io today to learn how you can spin up application environments in about the same amount of time as it took you to listen to this ad. As I prepare for ReQuinvent, I'm noticing that most of the flurry of announcements aren't centered around security. This is probably for the best. If security becomes too exciting, you might be an Azure customer. Onward. Let's dive into what the whole Azure challenge is. The researcher who discovered the Cosmos DB vulnerability that Azure suffered back in September have come out with a deeper dive into what they did and how they did it, and it is oh so very much worse than we thought. They were able to get access to the Cosmos DB control plane itself. Microsoft has continued to say nothing about this in spite of lingering questions, such as, how on earth did you not detect what amounts to a hypervisor escape? Holy God, why did you architect these systems without strict tenant isolation in mind since the beginning? How are customers supposed to trust anything you're selling from a security perspective? And what kind of clown shop are you people running over there? Separately, and this is kind of amazing, a ransomware hacker gang publicly apologized and removed some of their stolen data because one of their victims was accidentally Mohammed bin Salman. You know, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia who resolves his differences with journalists via hit squads equipped with bone saws. These folks want to do crime, but the right level of crime, you know, the failure mode of being extradited to serve time in a U.S. federal prison, not being dismembered with a bone saw. This episode is sponsored in part by something new. Cloud Academy is a training platform built on two primary goals: having the highest quality content in tech and cloud skills, and building a good community that is rich and full of IT and engineering professionals. You wouldn't think those things go together, but sometimes they do. It's both useful for individuals and large enterprises, but here's what makes this something new. I don't use that term lightly. Cloud Academy invites you to showcase just how good your AWS skills are. For the next 4 weeks, you'll have a chance to prove yourself. Compete in four unique lab challenges where they'll be awarding more than $2,000 in cash and prizes. I'm not kidding. First place is $1,000. Pre-register for the first challenge now. One that I picked out myself on Amazon SNS image resizing by visiting cloudacademy.com/Corey, C-O-R-E-Y. That's cloudacademy.com/Corey. We're going to have some fun with this one. AWS didn't include much in the way of interest for security this week, so I'm going to draw your attention instead to AWS Artifact. It's not a service in the traditional sense, but rather a no-cost, self-service portal for on-demand access to AWS's compliance reports, of which there are oh so very many. You used to have to get these one by one from your account team under NDA. Don't do that. And for God's sake, don't write your own. Grab these reports, throw them at your auditor, and get back to doing things that actually appear in your job description instead. Let's talk about tools. Policy Sentry came out of Salesforce and is deceptively simple in concept. It makes it way easier to write simple, narrowly scoped IAM policies. This is what the official IAM Access Analyzer wishes it were, but it's simply not there yet. And it's also been a while since I've dug into Prowler. Prowler is a command line tool that helps you with AWS security assessment, auditing, hardening, and incident response. Like most things that focus on CIS benchmarks, you'll need to apply judgment. An awful lot of things in a responsible, secure environment make sense, but set off alarms from those benchmarks that are considerably more naive. And that's what happened last week in security in the world of AWS. We have an interesting couple of weeks coming ahead. I'll be talking to you more next week. Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.